This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The number of senior citizens in this country is expected to basically double over the next 30 years or so. 48 million today, 88 million to 2050. An aging population is not, generally speaking, considered to be an overall positive for an economy. Fewer workers to support all those retirees, among other things. But as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, it may not be quite as dire as we have been led to believe.
Although the U.S. population's getting older, compared to our main economic partners in Europe and Asia, we're getting older less quickly, mainly because we have more babies and more immigrants.
And that is replenishing the working age population and also helping hold up the birth rate in the United States.
Gary Birtles is an economist at the Brookings Institution.
The second thing is that baby boomers have been retiring later in life.
This is important because in addition to making things, workers also pay taxes, which go into services for seniors. In fact, economists have a statistic for measuring this. It's called the old age dependency ratio. Quite simply, the number of retirees as a percentage of the number of workers. However, the stat assumes everyone is retired at 65.
There is no magic to 65.
Warren Sanderson is an economist at Stony Brook University. The problem, he says, is that 65 isn't that old anymore.
In 2050, people 65 years and older are going to be much healthier, more cognitively able.
And even when the baby boomers retire, they'll still contribute to the economy. So says Michael Giandria, a research economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
They continue to go to the market and buy food and groceries, and they continue to go to movies and travel and go on vacations.
So, perhaps instead of worrying about what will happen when the boomers finally do retire, we should all invest in what they buy now. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.